Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I wanted to get to this today, or yesterday is the day. Did you see, by the way, did you see the guy, Corey, on Twitter who had everybody believing that he was at OTAs?
Wait, he wasn't there? Was it not open to
I tweeted at him.
Specific ex-user accounts or anybody this on Blueski?
This is where it's getting wild. So yesterday, I shouldn't probably encourage this behavior, but I was laughing
I love it.
Browns fan at Corey Scusa on Twitter.
He had me fooled.
Well, somebody, I wasn't going to tell everybody that you called me and told me, but yeah, it was somebody who called me and told me, and that's what I tweeted at the guy.
Well, I was like, is anybody there that we can have on? And
Lima goes, who's this Corey guy who covers the Browns? He's from there. I go, Lima, that's a gag. That is a gag. There was a guy saying, and this is the beauty of the internet, and this is the beauty of Shedeur Sanders having such a strong fan base. Is that he tweets that Shedeur Sanders hasn't missed a throw all day. And then the big argument comes out. He's taking people's pictures and been like, I'm at camp. I'm at training camp.
Amazing.
I'm at OTAs. Yeah, it was fantastic. But you know that those Shedeur fans are watching like a hawk. And it's a big deal. He's a big deal here. It's a big deal, this quarterback competition, quote-unquote, which we'll get into a little bit more in earnest later on. However, Mike Greenberg was on Get Up. He hosts Get Up. And he had this to say about Shedeur Sanders. And I think this is going to be very interesting to a lot of folks.
RC, to me, this is going to be the story of the summer and into the season. Do you believe we will see Shedeur Sanders start for the Cleveland Browns sometime next season?
You know what? I believe he will start at some point next season. I believe Kenny Pickett will be the front runner. We have to remember he was the 20th overall pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers a few years ago. But everything you're hearing out of Cleveland is how impressive Shedeur Sanders is. This is a guy we talked about as a possible first rounder, and I think he's showing that talent there, and the Cleveland Browns are desperate for a franchise guy.
God, I wish this was in the afternoon because I would go, did he read Corey's tweets as well? Did he get to see that? Ryan Clark did. However, he says Shedeur, the story of the summer. And you've asked, are we in the bubble or is he the biggest story of the summer? And I thought about this yesterday. I'm standing at first base going, there's not very many others. Like, it's kind of been a quiet offseason a lot in the NFL.
It like, really has.
Like TJ Watt, but it's like, okay, you'll get something figured out. He's 31 years old. You guys will get something figured out there. I really don't take that into a lot of hardcore consideration yet. If he starts getting fined $50,000 to practice, then maybe we'll talk about that. I think that Aaron Rodgers and whether or not he's going to end up in Pittsburgh, I think, is a bigger one, because if I'm looking across the state line, speaking of TJ Watt, speaking of DK Metcalf, speaking of Minka Fitzpatrick, which I know that Albert Breer mentioned with the guys in the afternoon yesterday, that is a roster that's built to try to make some sort of a run now. But if they don't have the quarterback, they ain't going to do anything. Ain't going to do anything. But I think that right now, Shedeur Sanders probably either the biggest story, depending on how you see Aaron Rodgers, or the second biggest stories. It's still one of the two biggest stories this summer in the NFL.
I have to say that I totally missed it, because after the draft, I said, well, Shedeur as a number two overall pick, that is going to be a massive, massive story. Him as a fifth rounder and third stringer, I didn't think that would really pop. And I thought the minute he got taken in the fifth round and really went past the second round, I'm like, oh, I think people are going to lose interest in him. So I'm going to have to say that I was totally wrong on.
I'm surprised you thought that. I felt differently.
Well just because right now, projecting preseason.
Yeah.
Which preseason game matters now that it used to be the third. Which is the one that truly matters?
Probably third.
They have two joint practices for the first two. They have a joint practice a week, so do those games even matter at all now?
You get 2 weeks off before the season starts, so probably still the third last preseason game.
Oh, is that the one that people are going to play their actual guys?
Some people play their starters week one, and then they don't play them again all preseason.
Is Shador not third string?
As of right now? Okay, so who do you have? You have Joe? You putting Joe there at number one?
Kenny Pickett, who's going to talk today.
Who are you putting first, Joe or Kenny?
I imagine right now it's Joe.
Okay,
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
But who you think the Browns should say? Who do you think the Browns are going to put?
By the time we get there, I figured it was going to be Joe gets traded out or whatever. But I wasn't sure. But is that not conventional?
Well, that's the problem, man. Are you just going to trade away your starting quarterback for another team that might need another starting quarterback? Don't you need a starting quarterback? So that's why, like, I think the Browns and the rest of us are in a different spot. And this is an unpopular thing to say, but I've had to say it a couple times. I think they think that Kenny Pickett's going to be their Week One starter. What Ryan Clark said, I think that he thinks is, I think that it's true. I think a lot of people see it that way. If Joe Flacco is on any sort of a trade box, then you would not trade away your Week One starting quarterback.
Okay, but whatever it is, whatever the machinations of, man, we have so many quarterbacks, of how it works out, Shador is not going to be first or second string, right, then?
No.
So how can a third, at best, third string quarterback come preseason? How is that going to still be a big story in the NFL? Won't we have moved on? Won't people nationally have moved on?
Because I think that a lot of people, I do not believe that to be true.
What's that?
That a lot of people will have moved on. He is.
Would you care about a third string quarterback in another city?
No.
Like, would you talk about them in Cleveland?
Have we seen a guy fall to the fifth round? That was rumored to be a top 10 pick, no matter what we want to say. And I know you can say whatever you want. I believe. This is going to muddy it up even more. I do believe that there were definitely teams that had a first-round grade on him. I believe there were definitely teams that had a second-round grade on him. It didn't just turn into a sudden where nobody had a first-round grade on him. So I believe that some teams did. So if you had teams that had a first-round grade on Shador Sanders and he falls to the fifth round and he has that type of fan base, him personally, yeah, I think it's going to be a big story. I think that people are going to look at the Browns.
Big?
Yes. I think people are going to look at the Browns.
Explain how that story goes. Explain. Do you think that's going to...
Why are the
is
Browns...
Is that going to lead first,
you know what it turns
take
into?
That he's the... That, like, day, the first day we find out the depth chart, okay, Shador Sanders, that's his story. Is it going to be a week later? Is it going to be 3 weeks later? At what point does it fit?
Yes.
What's the conversation
going to
be?
Because it's going to turn into, I'm trying to tell you this, it turns into how good do the people think that the Browns are going to be? Not very good. So why are they wasting their time with Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco? That's what those conversations are going to be. You want to know what the big first take conversation is or PTI or any of the other ones? Why are the Browns wasting their time with Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett? Why are we trying to run back Kenny Pickett there? It's Shador Sanders. They're all going to hear that Shador looked good in camp because he probably will look good in camp. He looked good. It was only rookie minicamp, but he looked good there. I'm sure that he's going to be wearing one of the orange jerseys. He'll look fine. They'll take care of him. He'll look good in camp, and they'll go, wait a minute, this is a guy you got in the fifth round. You're not going anywhere anyway. We got to see Shador Sanders
But won't
here.
Dylan Gabriel look good too?
I would assume so, but Dylan Gabriel is not the star that Shador Sanders is. I bet there's people who do this for a living on the Four Letter Network who don't even know that Dylan Gabriel is on our roster.
Oh,
I agree with me.
But what I'm saying is, yes, the first day of everything, it's a story that Shador is a third stringer.
Yeah.
But eventually in the NFL, we just don't talk about third stringers. We don't care. Laugh. We laugh about them even having a job at the NFL.
About the end of the preseason, we will stop talking about that, get ready for week one, And if the Browns go out there and win, we won't talk about them for week two.
But is that
if they don't go out there and win, you are talking about bad doing it like they did last year against Dallas? Yeah, plenty of people are going to be talking about Shedeur Sanders.
But the way you are explaining that, that does not sound to me like a relevant story of the year. That does not sound like something that will be the story.
I can't predict what the other stories are going to be. Other stories may supersede it, but I don't know what those stories are going to be. So yes, if there's big things happening with big top end players, God forbid if some big star gets hurt, some big star has a holdout, some big star does this, that, or the other, guys who are already bona fide NFL stars, those stories will supersede it. But I can only go with what's in front of me right now. It's Aaron Rodgers, number one, whether or not he's going to go to Pittsburgh. And number two is Shedeur Sanders with the Cleveland Browns. You got to face this. All the fans have to face this. The ones that want just a quiet, nice offseason. I don't think he's going to do anything stupid to make it a not quiet, nice offseason, but you're going to hear about this guy all year, and you're going to hear about him no matter whether you're listening to the fan or watching national news. It doesn't matter. He is a big story. We have to deal with it now, and they're the ones that have to be able to handle it, the organization. 216-474-0092. Is Shedeur Sanders the story of the summer to you?
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.